We're at the manager's report.
And that's where we're at right now is manager's report. So you're just in time.
Financial report. And let me just bring up the speed a little bit. I'm the new president.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks. You wanted to get in your
mouth. I know.
Boy, did you get a low score.
He's already in over his head.
He was snickered into it.
Did you want to let him know we're going to sell GMC?
And that we're
what a terrible idea.
Sell the GMC and Don is going to go to the auction and get us a heavy duty vehicle.
Did you get that letter then from the mechanic?
Mm-hmm.
Says it's at 3/4 of its capacity just to pull its own axle around.
Hello.
Hi.
Have a chair.
Long time no see.
Tammy, you didn't have this chair.
I just met her myself yesterday. So
that's off.
This is off, huh?
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Close the door.
Yeah, the truck, you know, I noticed when we got in it that it has less power now than it had before, and it's brand new engine. So, but you know, pulling a 1-ton axle with the 350 whatever, so that's a good decision. And this is a good time to sell because it's perfect. It's new. It's I don't know who you know as much as Moriarty laughed at me last time when he visited about this truck. I don't know who's going to want to buy it, but he got quite a kick at it. He said, "Can't fill it with gas yet."
I think Don had a great idea. He said, "Take the flatbed off of it and put it on a different chair."
Truly. I was going to say the flatbed is a great flatbed. It's longer and it's got the boxes. If we could take that off, that'd be great.
Well, the gas problem.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is that truck, when whoever buys it tries it, it'll go a lot better if it's not pulling anything. Because it can't, I mean, just with nothing in it, it's going uphill. Anyway.
Okay.
And just so you know, before you came in, we talked about making it easier for expenses, getting you a cash card. And basically you just tell Linda, hey, I think I need to spend X, Y, Z. She can transfer in electronically that much. And then, you know, once a month you can submit receipts.
That
way it'd be easier
for
you.
We decided on last board meeting, I just bought.
The salt lakes and that.
Yeah, I just paid for them. But I figured I'd catch up to you in time. But it would be better. It's a lot better just have it.
Make it easier for
you. Still need
receipts. Receipts still have smudge stains.
I don't care. As long as I can read it out.
Keep the receipts.
Frank Edwards is my worst one. That's Parts Plus. I don't ever know what I'm paying for. They don't give me an itemized amount of what things are going to. So the pink slips that they give you are really important.
We haven't spent much money with them. It's just oil filters and we've got battery cables.
$6, $8, $12 a month. But
he doesn't. Well, I signed two of them.
I don't ever get one.
He never gives them.
Mm-mm. So if you can give me those, that would be helpful.
I can give you mine. I just figure when he has two of them, he's obviously sending one to you, but I guess he's just keeping that one.
Nah, but a lot of places don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
When you pick up stuff, that's true. I mean, they can go back and...
Well,
if I buy them,
yeah, but when it's on their account, shouldn't they send it to the person who holds the account?
They
don't.
So if you'll give me the pink slips when you go in and do that, I'd really appreciate it.
Manager's report.
Okay. Erosion, I put at the top of my list here just because, we talked about it before, but I think it's more pressing now. Did you tell them anything about what's going on out there?
I sent them pictures.
I stuck in poles at all the places that last fall I said are real critical. I stuck in little pegs, and I've measured the distances from them to see what was. Just the one by the road going into the ranch house is 50 feet in the last, since our runoff started. 50 feet. Luckily, it veered a little, and it's headed this way, but we're 8 inches from the roadside. Going into the ranch house. And those things don't break off in 8-inch intervals. They break off in 12-inch intervals. So I have no idea when our road is going to go, but there's a sheer cliff, our road, the fence, one of the posts is...
And if you look, I went there and looked yesterday, and there's about 10 posts that are sitting right in a huge fracture line. That fracture line I sent a picture of out, that fracture line is now wide. And that is going to go off.
And you just wonder, you know,
is it, you know, how much of it's going to go? Because if it goes like some of the other pieces are, it'll just take the whole road in one shoot. Luckily, we can go up to the cabins and still get in there, but...
You've got erosion on the garden cabin, too, so.
Well, that's the other thing. That one that goes into the garden cabin is now running parallel to the fence, which is okay. I mean, it's not good. All that stuff is taking our land and putting it into the water and sending it to Colorado. Not Colorado. But as far as immediacy, if that thing, it has gone like this, and has gone back like that, because the little water, I've spent how many hours with shovel? I don't know. And it's such a pain because you shovel that goopy crap for hours and hours and hours, and that night, if it's warm enough, it just takes my whole dam, it takes my whole berm, and until last week I didn't have a tractor, so I had to do it by shovel, just trying to keep it from heading towards the houses. But anyway, if that turns back the other way, you're about 16 feet from where it'll take, and I don't know where the septic tank is for the garden cabin, but hopefully it's not on that side of the fence, because that'll be the first thing to go. I don't know where that runs from there. That's where the pipes go down to, but I have no map of where that goes. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, I don't know the old saying, but an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of fix-it, whatever.
Last year we talked about it, but
I guess we're out of money with Alan. But I mean, a few hours of pushing dirt would change everything.
Is there any underground water? Is any of it being eroded underneath, or is it all from water washing?
It's surface water. It's all surface water. Our spring is clear down in the bottom part.
They used to put cars in there. Maybe we should put the GMC down in there.
Yeah, a couple meetings back.
We can get some money from that.
Brought up before. We were going to see if I could get some work done with the grader or a dozer or something.
We had them come out. We had them evaluate. We had them give a price on everything. And then at the board meeting, I guess, or maybe through the emails after, they just decided not to do it. The problem here, the real tragedy is we've had about a 6 foot wide, 18 inch deep river running by the ranch for a month. And now when the runoff stops, there isn't enough water for a cow to get a drink. If we could just dam, my suggestion was to dam Half Moon first. That's our biggest and primary water collection up Meadow Canyon, which still could catch a ton of runoff, but that hasn't gone all up above. But when it's gone, see, the dams are all good. It's where the little hole goes through them where it cuts down below the level of the collection. So that when it goes through this huge dam, which somebody spent a ton of money and time on, collects not even a puddle. So when the water goes by, we still don't have anything for the cows to drink. And so even, I mean, there's two things that we're considering. Collecting water that livestock can use and keeping it from eroding our land. But just because if we're not worried about the erosion of the land, we've got to collect something. That entire ranch was built on collection systems. If you look at the map of the ranch or right around it, there's a collection in every draw. Most of them have been silted in or been busted through. Now our ranch, if you want to call it a ranch, you know, if it's just a homeowners association, maybe they don't care about the turkeys and the deer and the cows and the whatever. But if you don't dam those things, you'll have no water in any of those collections. And
I thought we had spent some money last year.
We did. Clear up in Meadow Canyon on an incidental one, a bear, just because it was hurting the road. It wasn't about collection, really. And the ponds, we helped. Number three, but all of the collection, see, there's already water in Meadow Canyon. Now, I'm talking to you from a livestock point of view now. Those weren't critical because they can get a drink over here as easy as 50 feet away.
Yeah.
But down below, down by the headquarters, they have the spring, which is fenced off, and nothing between there and Leaf Spring. And that's where all these collections torn out are. Now we have one that's going to into the road. The Scoot'n Paw Road. The county should handle that one because it's the county road.
Well, we should get with the county on that
in it right now,
and then also get some quotes on some costs for
water.
Water
is a very important issue for all of Southern Utah.
Especially since we have the collection
We have a huge water right. We have the collection capabilities. We should have a committee or someone to address and be able to come up with a plan to assist you with the plan for the water for the ranch. But we do have an emergency that we need to deal with.
right
now.
Well, and this emergency is twofold, too, because there's a triple system there, what they used to call the polywog ponds. So Clarkson family called the polywog ponds.
Right.
There's a triple dam situation. They're all broke through. The crazy thing about this water situation is it is not an expensive thing. We're talking about gaps that are not more than 6 feet wide in most places.
Right now.
Right. And the silt that all this, that has silted is all the material that you need to push into it. Without a doubt, we need to reestablish the ones that are already there. The people who put those in there lived on that ranch for years and years and assessed where it was best to collect water. Those need to be put back in. We're not talking about building new collections. We're talking about
just fixing what was there.
A half moon is maybe the hole in it is maybe 12 feet at the top and about 2 feet wide at the bottom where it's eroded lately. It would not take more than 2 hours of pushing one in it. You have to push off the stuff in first, the brush and stuff, so you don't create holes in your dam. And take the real dirt, put it in the holes. Allen's was ready to go on it last year. I do not know what stopped him. I thought we were headed down that track. You know, the board asked me what I saw as the priorities on the ranch, and I listed that number one 6 months ago. And I don't know what stopped it. I wasn't privy to the decision to stop it. I took Allen out, showed him. I had Larry out there. I had everybody.
Well, we had given him that the marching orders could do that, and he didn't do it, then he stopped.
It must have been a money.
Between crop management and erosion control and livestock, wildlife, agriculture, we have $3,000 in our budget. That has not been spent.
We spent a couple thousand dollars from our
That was last year's budget, not this year's budget. I'm talking about this year's budget.
Well, we should at least
have
available in stopping those.
This year's budget, we have at least $2,500.
We need to address. We need to take probably a two-pronged approach on this. We need to address the emergency first, the roads. Okay. And then
I don't know.
We also have
your most expensive one because what happened is. The 50 feet that disappeared was the 50 feet that supports the side of the road because at that point it veers and hits the southwest.
So that's going to be expensive.
We got to either fill in the hole or move the road. And the road, the only thing we can do is go more into the hill. But there's plenty of material there to throw over the edge. But, you know, that takes time.
Don't we need to create a slope there so that we don't have that runoff?
Well, the truth is
to be honest, if you need probably a couple $100,000 to even start to touch the erosion problem we've got, as far as that road and stuff goes.
All right, well then maybe even that's not the first priority. Maybe the first priority is to go to the polywog pond and the other catchment.
You're throwing pennies at a $1,000 job. You know, I don't know what you're going to do.
Well, what we're going to
do. I mean, you could take a D10 cat up there, you know, all summer long and fix what needs to be done around the headquarters area in those washes, literally.
Right now, the problem of the road going in there could be solved by taking dirt. You can go down as deep as you want in that catchment before the pump. You can take all the material you want and ahead of it and push it into the hole that's supporting the road, and it'll create a deep, more catchment because all that silt that comes in plus all the dirt that was there before go over the berm and in. I bet you I can have Allen come out and look at it, but I know you can fix that problem for $3,000.
I'll disagree. I mean, you got to go up to the top. And work your way down, the catch down, all the way down through.
Oh, I know. I'm
to a drainage.
On the meadow side. I'm talking about the road into the
ranch. I'm talking about the road into the ranch side.
There's only drainage on that one.
Just find out. Yeah, start somewhere.
Well, we should at least exhaust what we have in there. Because I'll tell you this, if you don't fix it now, see, we have the gravel base, we have the road base that's on there, the gravel on top of that, all that preparation of that road that is perfect and still intact. But one cave off is going to turn into gravel, road base, after the holes been filled up.
We need actually, beyond that, we need large boulders, I think.
Well, right now the road's there. What I'm saying, you can fill in behind it, support it, dig in that hole. And on this side of where, I mean, the very highest, where that water drainage begins is right below, behind Rick and Nancy's place now. And that's the only real tributary serving that water. There's not a ton of water. You get whatever's there that comes through. On the Meadow Cane side, of course, we have catchments go clear to Meadow Cane. But on this side, it's just that big basin from Dunhuang, yeah, and from basically where the tank is this way.
Yeah,
there's not that, and most of it's gone for the season. But it's time to get on that. Anyway, tell me what you want me to do, and what should we just take?
I believe we get a quote and see what it would take to do something.
Did you get quotes last year? Is that what you said?
We did. We brought them in for reestablishing.
And
when you say quotes, you mean out of date?
An estimate.
Yeah, I think we need to get a deal.
Well,
there's Clark Clam, there's Nolan Button, there's JD. There's a dozen.
So are you saying that you want to get somebody out there? I mean, if that's what you want to do, let's do that. You just need to get a quote. Get an idea, an opinion.
I don't think it's good prices, but I think we've considered, hey, Alan's the only one out here that does work.
I don't have a problem with that. Pick whoever.
I don't either.
That's a suggestion.
Nolan Button.
Nolan Button?
You pulled out some names.
Yeah. So be honest with you. When we put that pipeline up there, the main pipeline up to the tank up there, I went after bids for that. I had three different bids.
Who else?
Nolan, my cousin. That's family. He gave me a bid. He said, I'll tell you what. Here's my bid to do the job. He says, but I'll tell you what. I'll give you an hour price bid, too. Then whatever the cheapest you go with. It is total job. Total price for the whole job was a lot cheaper than anybody else's. But when we got done, we went with his hourly bid, and it saved us about 50% of what
Brent Roberts.
Somebody needs to think,
so let's get some quotes and send that. And if we get some quotes during the week, send us an email. Based upon those numbers, we can decide to. What we're going
to
do.
That's something we need to act on.
That's what we need to
do. A lot of people
right
say, I'm not
fiddle around.
You know, we're not capable of doing it. But still, we need to.
Are they able to get up there now, though, survey this?
So let's move on it this week and make a decision. Once we get the quotes.
I honestly believe if that road goes, you're
fine. Send us an email, let us know, and we'll execute on it. I agree.
Alan called me yesterday and asked me what we're going to do about it, and I said that you guys will discuss it today. And he can get and I'm just telling you what Alan told me, he can get a G6 cat out there with small cracks on it.
What do we want to cap the amount that we want to spend?
I think you got to look at the prices first.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so let's just discuss an email, and if we have to do another conference this week, let's do it. But we need to get it done, make a decision on that this week. Agree with that?
So we have all the material we need there, getting access to it.
It's just
because the gravel pit is still just full. You know, I sent you an email on how the gravel pit is still full of snow. And we have plenty of big boulders. We have riprap. We have leach rock. We have everything right there to do the job to fill in the hole. We just have to have access to it. And
if they work in the morning, you won't have any trouble getting up that hill. But if they work in the morning, everything caused the press to live
there. Here, let me write down Nolan's number. 6. Nolan Nelson. Nolan's. Clark Lamb.
He's got a.
Is Ryan Lamb Clark Lamb's? There's three Lambs. What do they do with those?
Clark's got what? A set of D7 sitting out here?
Yeah.
Brenton? It's not brand new, but it's a good machine.
Yeah. There's something we need to move on right away. And we need to get this.
All right. You understand what's going on out there. The for a couple of weeks, we just had a flood come to the headquarters, filled up like the storage barn, froze everything in the barn to the ground, and then it's in the shade. So everything is thawing except we can't pick anything up in the barn. But it exposed our gas line to the gas tank for about 3 feet in 2 places. I think Brent took some pictures of that, and it just coming into the headquarters now is going across all the little tributaries, and you'll see all my shoveling attempts, but you can't stop water like that with a shovel. The worst part is the ground is frozen, You can't dig it to throw the dirt except where the water's running, where it kind of thaws it as it goes.
Right.
So you can't get any dirt to stop it, and so you're digging in the water, and it just, after a couple of days, I was so sore on my back, I could hardly lift the shovel, and then one day of good warm weather, and it just kicks it all out again. So,
we need to
have to be done with something bigger than me, because I just,
well,
I couldn't
take
stop.
A boat of tractor to sit in front of you.
Yeah, we just put that on.
Is it still broken?
In fact,
or
I'm going to go over with that and try, if the ground's warm enough or thawed enough, and try and take some of the silt and dump just to push the water surface.
See what
we
can
do. The blade
works?
We took the blade off. We need
the blade.
There's
the three-point blade behind.
Oh, you mean the back blade?
Yeah.
Well, we should try that.
I should. I need to angle that.
I can ditch with it.
Anything with that back blade.
And now
that yellow one?
Yeah.
Big back blade.
Yeah, it's like six-way hydraulic blade. It works like a charm.
You're going to handle as far as the...
Yeah.
Is the one outside the fence?
Yeah. Did he get... So I never... The three-point is working again, right?
He just says, if you hook it up, stop. He says it doesn't make any difference. And he said, we can address that later if you can't make it work. But he said, if I take it and do it now, he says, your tractor's going to be gone for another month or something.
You're talking about the PTO, though.
Yeah.
He's talking about
the
PTO.
Blade. You don't need a PTO.
The three-point wouldn't,
no, the three-point wouldn't sit down.
And wouldn't go down.
And so he said, if you get it warmed up and get a couple of guys pushing down on it, it should go down. We haven't tried it.
But the way the blade is probably... Okay. probably to give you the weight you need.
Yeah, once it's on, but you have to get it down to hook it up.
And now that you know where the water comes in the spring and the fall, build some...
Yeah, well, I already kind of knew where it was coming, and there's nothing we could do about it. I mean,
right.
Larry tried to grade and help it with the grader, and it just jumped where he went in and put a big hole in our secondary egress. And the truth is, there's a lot of things we can do to push the water around, but when you see how much has been eaten just in the...
Oh, I know.
Where between the airstrip and the road,
yeah.
where it's come through,
yeah.
you could drive through that. It's now four or five feet hole. Anyway, it's desert country. It erodes, just making the ranch aware of the fact that we had a lot of erosion, and I have no idea what's going to happen up Meadow Canyon when all that comes down, because... My last trip up to Meadow Canyon, I was up past my second button on my T-shirt waiting in snow. This is before it thawed and crusted, but that's with our maximum fall at Chicken Springs. I was right there. And that's just that side, of course. And Larry's going to try and go in there with snowmobiles as soon as he can get in there and just kind of look things over. But we got a lot of snow this year. Good thing, but if we don't catch it... It does us no good. All it does is tear our ranch up, and it goes by, and when we're done, the cows still can't get a drink.
The other thing we're going to have to address, it's not critical right now because no one's riding there, is we've had a lot of runoff that's eroding Meadow Canyon right there where it's barely north of Broad Hollow where the culvert is. Water's been running down the side of the road and then going down and cutting some big divots. So that's going to have to be addressed early on, and that, that's going to be critical because we need to fill that in before we get Meadow Canyon starts getting a lot of use.
Slowly, we need.
Okay.
Survey the road to see where we need to
make a list of the priorities
as they recede with the full contact. I have no idea what Clyde Canyon will look like either, but I know that main drain that the John guy fixes in Clyde Canyon every year. I know that this year that thing's going to be an absolute crater.
Yeah,
right. And we've talked about putting culverts in there, and we have some now that Alan traded to us last year. That would be excellent to think about, but I don't. Is that the Clyde Canyon people's problem or the ranch's problem?
That's the ranch.
That's the main ranch.
Yeah, so on that girl, go, I mean, where that big divot is?
You go to McKinley, you know.
Yeah, before you get back into the ranch?
John, somebody with this tractor fixed it last year.
Oh, John fixed it.
Yeah.
But, no, that's on the BLM.
So we need to get after them.
Yeah.
We're paying to use it, so they should fix
while
it.
They're out there bidding on the erosion control there on the ranch headquarters. See what it would take for capturing some of that water that you're talking about.
Take them up to Half Moon.
Yeah, Half Moon and all southern
I've already had Alan look at that one, and I know roughly what he'll, and these other guys, I'll have them look at it.
Get bids on that also. So Linda, we're going to make a decision on equipment up there and providing, you know, for erosion throwing.
If they're hourly, I'll get their total job bid if they want to do it that way. I'll get everything I can get from them, and you guys can decide who. But like I've said before, I think it's something that now is a little bit more immediate, but I feel like it's
fine. Well, if we can capture that water, we need to before it all melts.
Yeah, so there has to be decision making.
So much water.
Right? Yeah, well, no, we need to make it this week.
Yeah.
This week. Yeah. It has to happen this week.
We could water all summer if we had Half Moon full. Those fields down below, we'd get the water there. I mean, the amount of water that's gone past the ranch is just unbelievable.
Yeah. Let's do it this week. We need to make it this
week. Did a woman named Paula Shakespeare call you about her grazing filling?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and you.
Do you know how many cows and when they were.
I'll have to ask Reg exactly. I knew we turned 60 pairs out initially, plus our 20.
Do you know when he turned them out? June 15th. Yeah, I need to get back to her on that. So.
Okay. The but let me double check with him because. Plus some other loads later, and
okay.
We'll see you. That's all.
Okay.
Matt, send up. Next.
Yeah, sure.
Next thing on the
last year's grade.
On the agenda from last time.
Yeah, let's see if we finished with it.
Are you done?
That's late. Are you close to finishing
the report? Generator, I changed the oil. I put a double-sized filter on it, and
that's true.
What the button, dash button did to the generator was magic, because that thing just put a bigger filter on you to make a note of that, just so that you know when it was done this week. And it's running good. I'm chasing, I think, a leak on the main tank, though. And there was a shower left on in cabin 8, and it's been running water.
I didn't even shower on that, for you.
Who would go in and just turn the shower on? I think.
Oh, whoever's paying that last. Purposely that's on. Keep the water flow. Maybe keep
it. Maybe it just cracked
that up. That water was running through there because that was one of them that didn't get wet rice, right?
It doesn't have any leaks. I went all the way around it. The propanes are off and the, but anyway. I turned that off. I've been filling the tank and just watching it with not running anything to see if the level's holding. I'm not making any statements yet. If I just
not sure
yesterday and today I've been with that shut off. We have a bit of a leak in the stop and waste on cabin 8. Cabin 8. We turned that off. I'm trying to see how much when it's just standing there with nothing going on, it drops. But I don't know for sure yet. Anyway, you know about the erosion issues. That's probably the most pressing, and you're dealing with the truck, so I'll just wait to hear from you on that.
Pipes and the water heater in the ranch house.
I got that fixed. Well, I tore the pipes apart and pulled out all the mud and rocks and stuff. Put it back. It has slowed some, but I'm sure that thing.
I thought we were going to.
Get that kidney stone thing and put it.
You've got your own rocks in your pipe.
Yeah. Pipes.
It's just been an awfully hard winter. All I can tell you is that winter.
We have two dead cows.
We had a nice heifer go on a snowbank.
It fell
and got her back against the snowbank in the night. I mean, when we got to her, she was still warm, but she couldn't get up, thrashed around, smashed her head, and then, you know, the old yellow one died. We expected her to die. She just didn't pick her up, but the
She was going to take the auction, but she was going to.
But anyway, you guys know the cow situation. I always cry for more hay, but I did the best with what we have, rationed it out. We can feed them until April, maybe they'll survive. I think the calf crop will be hurt, but they'll still be on four legs. We had cougars come in last week, killed 31 of my goats in a night.
Wow.
Had four government trappers out there doing everything they could, and they said it's one of the worst hits we've seen. It was just unbelievable. They cut up and killed, it was a mother and two yearling kittens. So they're as big almost as we've seen them with our eye. But the wind was been so bad with the slush and the mud that the government trapper, I mean, here we're sitting there looking at the cougars and the dogs can't get to them. The wind is blowing the sand onto the hill. But the cat, there's nothing else up there to eat. And luckily they're eating my goats instead of the cows because they've had a lot of cow kills this year. They said it's been the first time in years that the cougars have turned on the cows from all over the state. They said the cougars are eating cows. They're just
not an open mountain in those kind of situations.
It's tricky. I can shoot any cougar I see. If I'm going to check my goats and I see them coming in, I can shoot them as the ranch, as the owner of the livestock. But if they run away, I can't pursue them as the owner of the livestock with dogs. The government trapper can for 30 days, but after 30 days, they have to wait until they kill again to hunt them again. And a person with a tag can come in and hunt them, but they can't come in and hunt them after the government trapper's been turned on to it, because then it becomes a case. He's working on that case.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want anybody else meddling. So it's really weird. Right now, like this morning, last night I talked to Roger, now he's our government trapper, and he said you just have to wait for him to kill again. But we had four trappers there the same day, and they were pulling goats in and piling them in a pile of dead, all with babies in them. And then the ones they didn't kill, they chased and beat up, and so they aborted their babies. I picked up 9 aborted babies this morning from injured goats. I've got goats dragging legs, packing around.
They're killing and not eating them?
Well, when moms come with their kittens, they do a lot of just killing.
Well, it's really trained. It's fun. I mean, they
like a cat.
They just get caught up in the frenzy of it.
I'm sure that's what it is. He said, I was, when I had my herd of 3,000 sheep up in Bear Valley, they got called away from one of my kills to a guy in Salina Canyon that had 131 killed in a night. And Roger says that's the biggest hit he's ever seen in one night. But he says this hit here is the biggest he's seen since then. They just came in and absolutely, I mean, I walked up there, it looked like goats just fell out of the sky. They were laying under every tree and, you know, dragging around. It just.
And the cougar tracks are.
Cougar tracks everywhere.
And they're in the mud on Meadow Canyon. You can see where they moved down. And
anyway, all of whatever I could have profited last year has been soaked up pretty fast. And the government has a neat policy. I don't know why it is, but they pay you half of whatever damage they find, not what they don't find. So you can't win in the situation. And I don't know why they decided that it's half, but it's half. So, and they don't pay you for dead babies and mamas, and that's where all your profit is. Anyway, a very hard winter, crescendoed by a really great experience this week. So...
Well, I'm a little bit impressed. There might not be enough hay.
At the beginning of the year, I asked Brent Robson how much hay we should feed and for what month out there, according to his experience, because he's closest, he knows the rain situation. And I requested that. It would have been, you know, an animal should eat its weight per month in hay, whatever it is, cow, horse, doesn't matter. And that would have been, you know, 20 cows in 5 months, and whatever. If you figured, you were feeding 20 or 10 tons a month, that would be, that's if your cows all weighed 1,000 pounds or whatever. anyway, we ended up getting 28 bales that were between 1,700 and 1,800 pounds for the entire winter. And so I had to take that number and divide it by the number of cows, and that's what I give them every day.
which keeps them hanging on. But, you know, you're going to pay for it in calf crop because they'll absorb or abort if they can't carry the calf. And then the older ones suffer, which, you know, it's the yellow cow.
So we need to get more hay.
Well, this year we're going to, you know, be throwing good money after bad, really, because as April comes along, I've got them on a ration, but they've done poorly.
The ration's already done.
Well, and we didn't get it for 2 months from when we needed it, and that was the worst part. It was the coldest, heaviest part, and I arranged for hay, and the board had other ideas of where they wanted to get their hay. Well,
Let's not go there.
Isn't that what happened?
No, that's not what happened.
I was told Taylor's getting hay in Blanding.
Well, you were told to get hay back in September, October, and it never did take place.
I arranged for it right as soon as they told me.
Okay.
And they said that's too expensive.
Yeah, you didn't like the price. I do remember that. You said you didn't like the price. We could get somewhere else.
Eventually, I had Brent send an email.
Send me hay or send me bullets.
Bottom line, we did not get the hay that I requested. And we didn't get it in, I mean, we took a terrible, terrible hit on our cattle herd early on, and then we followed by a heavy winter, following a bad season of feed, period.
What do we need now?
Right now, we need to just hope that the sun shines and something grows out of the ground. Because, you know, the ranch had agreed to pay them for the feed for my horses for this season until the season starts next year. I did not ask the ranch for one penny. I fed my horses all last year, and I fed them all this year on my own money. And simply because it was hard enough getting hay for the cows, I didn't think, you know, I don't know what the situation. But I fed my own stuff, my own goats, my own horses, my own everything. But we just need a good year this year. We need grass to grow. And next year, we need to have hay in place. But, you know,
you can't bring cows or horses back
once they've gotten down as easily as you can keep them going, and that's where you take your...
Hay is bought in June, July, not...
We were late on buying the hay.
And we have fires.
We will get a head start this year. And
we need a hay yard, too. That's another thing. There's really no place on that ranch to keep hay. I fenced off that area behind the ranch house and have been protecting it. And when the cows get hungry, they'll go through over any fence. And I just feel like I've been in a war daily out there, chasing hungry cows back, feeding them what I can, fixing fences, damming runoff. That's not an easy place out there to be in on any given day. You just don't know what fire you're going to be fighting. But we are coming into March, sun will shine, maybe the water. If we had water trapped up, I'd feel a lot more comfortable because most of our water that has run by, just thousands upon thousands of gallons every minute go by, and I think if we had that dammed up, it would be ours. We have the right to trap it all.
Well, we're going to move on that.
We have
you guys heard yet? I don't understand all of this. Yeah, it'd be nice to have some modern little ponds up there, but we don't need thousands and thousands of gallons of water. We have no way to use it.
We don't have any now.
We don't have no way to use the water.
What is Brent Robinson's cow supposed to drink?
There's ponds out there.
On the airstrip?
No.
If you were at the airstrip and you were a cow, where would you go get it?
If we had to have water now. We've always survived the flood.
Yeah, but even from an erosion standpoint.
It'd be nice to put some water to have.
We need to do that.
Alan Steen called me up. Wanting to get an okay to go out there and put all those ditches and stuff back in. Now you can run this water down on the fields and down there and stuff. I just, but it costs a lot of money to open up all those ditches that's all flooded out. All for $1,000 or $2, I could have those ditches back, you know, back into shape. But
you know what? If the ranch doesn't care about its water,
I care. But you got to look.
There's no water. You got to look at it. Spring south, none. Where are they going to get a drink?
We got wells.
You're going to pump wells to give water to the...
Yeah, and that water is just running up. No, that doesn't make sense either.
No, what I'm saying is, you got to look at the big picture before you start spending money.
Do you care about the cattle on deer?
Oh, I most certainly do.
Then you should catch water for them.
Yeah.
So if all it takes is repairing what's already there,
expensive
we'd already talked about this. In fact, I thought a bunch of that was done last year. And if it's not been done, it needs to be done this year. I voted for it last year.
I spent so much time looking at it, and I walked that thing with Larry, with Alan, with Alan's little helper from Colorado City. I thought it was moving forward, and then all of a sudden, nobody, nothing. Because I don't have the money.
I thought that money was spent.
I show people what needs to be done, then the board makes decisions, money gets spent. None of those are catchments. They're all have a big hole in them. And none of them are.
I'm in agreement to spend a little bit of money to put some water in the Half Moon.
I don't think that you're looking at that much cost to patch the catchments you have. The holes, I mean, I don't know.
Just get your bids on it. I think we can get our bids and we need to look at it. And then we do need to do something this year while we have of water available to us.
Yeah, what I'm saying is,
years where we don't have water last year, you wouldn't have had any water, but this year we're just...
What I'm saying is, though, as far as, you know, thousands of gallons of water going by us, yeah, there is, but we have no use for that water. All that, you know, yeah, we could fill up a half moon reservoir.
Last year, half of the problem with our feed was the fact that nothing could get to use the feed, say, down below Dave Fidel's place. The only place they can get a drink is in Half Moon, or the airstrip, they can't get a drink anywhere because there's no catchment there. All of the catchments.
You can't get airstrip.
The part two, though, it's just like dust. It's got erosion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's part of it, right?
You got to catch the water either way because you got to stop the water. But if you don't think that's a priority, I don't know what else is on that
rate. I already said I understood that we were spending money for that last year. If that hadn't happened,
you don't stop the water. You know what? All those places where it's cut through the road, those places where it should have been stopped.
I thought Larry was responsible for getting that done.
So what I'm saying, you can put the hole back into Half Moon, and in 2 or 3 days of the runoff, that pond's full. So the water's still going to go back down the creek anyway. So I'm saying,
do another catchment below that.
Well, just get you
can't. You can't keep catching it.
Half Moon has a crank down bypass.
Well, what?
Let's
use what we got. We have resources. They're already built. We just need to repair them. Let's do it.
Don't you want to keep any of the water for irrigating?
Yeah.
No, in my mind,
I disagree. Listen, why should we be using banked water that's been in there for 1,000 years if we got surface water that's available now? Let's use it.
Not only does that water
and it benefits,
but it's gonna leach down. It's gonna provide for our wells.
That's right. It will recharge our wells. It'll benefit our wildlife. It'll benefit our livestock.
Told us if we would catch our water, they will provide seed to reseed the areas around it. But they said if you won't catch your water, the turkeys aren't gonna come there. We won't reseed them.
And we've already gone over this. Last year, we talked about
our part. That's why Larry got in.
What I'm saying, guys, you're not seeing the whole picture. Right now, you catch that water at Half Moon. There's no way to get that water down to the ranch headquarters area.
The cows can drink it out of there.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. I'm all
wildlife and everything else.
What I'm saying is,
wherever there's
this happening, that is not going to solve your erosion problems.
No.
Because like I'm saying, am I wrong, Brent? If that pond will fill up in 2 or 3 days, if they
got it. That pond will definitely fill up.
But that's not the only thing we're talking about. We're talking about all the other areas.
Water, if it doesn't go past the pond, doesn't also create a wash through your road. So part of it's not just, I mean, you got to stop the water. I mean, even the guys that try to slow erosion down go put all these little dams to keep the water from coming by in a cutting, piercing.
That's what I said earlier. To fix our erosion problem, we need at least a minimum of a couple hundred thousand dollars to fix our erosion problem.
We're not going to fix it all.
We don't have
that. Let's do what we can.
We're proposing a little bit and let's see where it
goes.
That's right.
I agree with what you're saying, but let's don't say it's solving our erosion problem because it's not.
No, we didn't say that.
We need to do it.
Fixing the holes in the dams is certainly going to help your erosion situation.
Yeah, let's do what we can.
I agree.
We're not saying it's going to solve it, Taylor, but it's
nice to you know, I guess I'm confused of what's going on here.
We should patch the holes in the catchments
we've
got. And by using the dirt in the catchments to patch the holes,
their capacity increases
and it stops the water.
That's what we decided on here.
That's right.
That's the only thing we've decided so far, is that we should make those repairs.
Yeah, I'm getting a feeling here that we're going to use this water to irrigate the
we didn't say that.
We're going to restrict it.
We didn't say that. Anywhere that needs to be repaired, let's repair it.
Yeah, right.
We
now,
have lots
right
of systems
basically the water running
that are set up.
There's not a single catchment that I know of in place that isn't
busted.
As a ranch member, I'd love to see the polywogs.
Yeah, the more ponds, the better.
Right now,
the more water, the better.
To be down the road. I think we need to deal with
I know it's down the road. I'm just saying as a ranch member,
I like
water on the ranch.
I'd like to see the polywog ponds well, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not working.
Yeah.
Irrigation, we're not irrigating.
Okay,
that's not doing that.
That was Alan Cease's, I could do this, I could do that. He's
well,
a reasonable job out or something.
He's trying to get money.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You know, we don't
let's get a scuff of work of what we're doing.
Tell them just what we're up to. Say, look, we've got to pass that hole.
That's right.
What are you charging? By the hour, by the job? In fact, I'm going to try with the front end loader on that tractor. The silt stuff's pretty loose, and if it isn't frozen, I can take that front end loader and put a lot of dirt in those holes.
Yeah.
And
you've seen what needs to be fixed, Ole.
I don't know how.
Grant, Ole,
this week,
Ole.
This week.
Ole,
the
polywog pond, you've seen what's out there.
I don't know if I can take
just make your suggestions. Get
I got to follow this meeting to order here.
Put Grant Fulmer's name on that list
yeah.
right there.
I'm sorry,
Grant Fulmer, I would like a bid from you on what a little
next
green
thing on the agenda.